Spurs led by as many as 25. If it was me, Coach E, I would have sat the Stars down probably in the third. But Coach Spoelstra didn't do that. He cut the lead down to 7, but didn't come any closer. Game 4 tomorrow. Back in Miami, Spurs up 2-1. LeBron wants to play with Melo. Did y'all hear that story came out? I don't think LeBron wants to play with Melo. I just don't see them playing well together. I don't know. But far as going to New York City, if Phil Jackson is smart, of course, now that he does have Derek Fisher in place, I see KD, Kevin Durant, leaving OKC, heading to New York City. You know that's going to put him closer to C. Pleasant.
Right, but hey, with the backcourt that the Wizards have, I can see him coming here as well as a possibility.
I don't know. You're a little wishful thinking to get him to Washington, D.C., but we'll see. Commissioner Adam Silver responded to the latest from Donald Sterling, basically calling it, what'd he say, a battle between the Sterlings. Now, Shelly Sterling is going to court today to try to keep the deal in place to sell the team. We do know that the ex-CEO of Microsoft, he does have an out, you know, basically, that if she can't get the deal done. Now, Donald Sterling, in another letter released yesterday, is clearly going after the NBA. He called Adam Silver incompetent and experienced and angry.
Wow.
You know, Sterling also said the NBA is trying to take away our privacy rights and freedom of speech. As a lawyer and a citizen, I am shocked but not surprised that the NBA wants to take away these fundamental rights. So, dude is talking like he has a case.
It doesn't look good.
I don't know. Well, you know, Ice Cube came out and he has said that he wouldn't mind Derek Fisher coaching the Lakers. L.A. Lakers.
That'd have been a good look.
But he said that was his second choice. His first choice was Byron Scott. And from what I understand, Byron Scott has interviewed yet a second time with the L.A. Lakers. I think that's a good look. Bring Byron back to hold that down. A 12-person jury has convicted 25-year-old Jason Mitchell of being the mastermind behind the burglary that left Redskins star Sean Taylor dead. He was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Chiefs cornerback 26-year-old Sean Smith was charged with DUI. Dude was trying to make a U-turn 12:30 over the weekend and crashed into a light pole.
Wow.
Might have been sipping a little bit. Maybe that's why he was charged with DUI. Bengals QB Andy Dalton told ESPN that he'll take one of those contracts like Kaepernick's, you know, with all the clauses in it. Well, of course you would, Andy. You're in the last year of your deal, and you're set to make only, what, 1.7 this year?
Crazy.
Come on now. So don't even try it. Of course you'll take that deal. You'll take any deal the Bengals have for you. If it was me, I don't know. You better give them something like that. You better get it to him. Spit straight from the Street Sports Report is being brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Don't miss a single nutmeg or the keeper upper this summer with wall-to-wall TVs and hand-spun wings. We got the best seats outside of Brazil, baby. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. I'm Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.